Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It is Radio Pulpit, and I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock right here on 657 AM. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Those were awesome sounds coming there from Pastor Phil Madua, and the title of the song is Praise. I remember this song when I was very young. He used to sing this song when I was very young. I never knew that today I'd be listening to it playing on air. He has always, and he remains being a blessing in the kingdom of God. And yeah, we ought to be supporting such. He also is one of those evangelists who would go out and minister to God's people. He goes out and he ministers to God's people all the time. You know, he goes out and he tells them and he reminds them that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ loves them. And it's such a beautiful thing to see. He does it sometimes outside his yard. He would just put speakers in his yard, outside his yard, and just lead people into praise and worship. Just lead people into praise and worship. That's just amazing to see, hey? That's something else. And sometimes he would go all out. He would go all out, get out of his home, go to another city to just share the good news. He is the messenger of awesome words. He's the messenger of good words. And we ought to be praying for such. For these are the ones that find themselves sometimes even persecuted. But hey, we love Pastor Phil. We love ourselves some Pastor Phil. I'm so excited at this awesome moment in time to be talking to Chef Monati. And I'm talking to Sir Bongani Nxumalo together with his beautiful wife, Mathapelo Malachi Nxumalo, and they're on the line with me. Hi, Sis Mathapelo. How are you?
Hi, Sis. It's for me there. We are blessed. And how are you, Sis?
I think you guys, I need to bring you to Pretoria. Don't tell it to bread. Ay, ay, ay. You should come here. And Budbongs, how are you?
I'm fantastic, man. Thank you so much for blessing us yesterday with your presence. It was really, really absolutely amazing. Yeah, I heard your question yesterday that you are actually leading us to say, how soon can we come to Korea?
Yeah, no. It's time for Pretoria. Aye, breads, no, man. Aye, no, breads. Liboni breads. It's time for us this side now. But hey,
yeah,
so...
you need a passport.
Yes? Yes, Futbongan?
You need a passport to get to breads.
Yeah, you do. You need a passport to get to breads. But now, yesterday we had a wonderful time at the Sunday After Church Chillers, brought to us or presented to us by Chef Monati. And the food was so divine. The ambience and everything was just awesome. But there's a story behind the Sunday Chillers. There's the story behind Chef Monati. Can you share a little bit? I was like, when I was talking to Sis Tapi, and I said, you guys need to share your testimony with our family. And I know that Uncle Bongs will say, no, Sis Tav shares it nicely. So I don't know who will start the testimony, but would love to hear about the testimony of where it all began.
All right. So Chef Monati is a concept that brings in, you know, your home chefs who were taught by grandmothers. So we came up with a concept to say, when it first started, actually, we wanted to do it as a cook-off, you know, on TV, just like MasterChef. So, but before we got there, we want to make it as a concept so people can taste our food, so they have an understanding of what Chef Monati is about. But basically, how it all started was when I met Tapi. I was a bit down and out in my time, in my life, you know. I had just lost my job. I lost everything. And I was really looking for something to do that was outside radio. You know, I've been on radio all my life. And I wanted to do something that had nothing to do with media or entertainment. But then because I'm a foodie and I'm so well traveled, I thought maybe I could do chef or cook off, something to do with cooking in the kitchen. And I met Matabelo, you know. When I first met her, I was actually visiting her sister because we were talking about other projects with her sister. I met her sister first.
Mm.
And when I visited the sister's home, Brett's, in Hardy's, actually, to be exact, I walked into that kitchen the first time and I smelled the chakalaka. The aroma hit my nose coming from the kitchen. Man, I was... That's where I went first before I could even greet anybody. I was like, who is cooking that chakal?
Yeah.
You know? And I went into the kitchen and, you know, my vision was not so... I was literally blind, clinically blind. I could see like probably 5-6%, but I could fake it very well.
Mm.
My senses were really heightened, put it that way. And I made my way into the kitchen. I faked it very well. Nobody could tell that I was being blind, you know.
Mm.
I didn't want the world to know that I had lost my career due to blindness. So I went to the kitchen and I found Matabelo there. And she hit me with this beautiful smile, man. And I was like, this woman has a beautiful, she must be beautiful. There's no way she cannot be beautiful with that smile and that cooking. So we kind of hit it off from that, from there. I think the Holy Spirit just drove us to come together.
Now,
and I really believe she tells the story much better than I ever tell the story.
Now, since Matabelo, how did he see you? Because he was... medically, clinically, not medical, but clinically blind?
Hey, you know, I think maybe when you say the Holy Spirit that connected us, because when I at first, initially, I was not aware he got a problem with his vision. You know, when we first met, he could fake it very well. Because he's such an intelligent man. But, you know, after about my 3-4 weeks dating him, I could see, Hore, you know, Bongs has got a problem with his eyesight. And we just had to discuss from there, Hore, okay, where do we go from here? And because you've lost your job at 32,000, so what are we going to do now? You know, our living conditions was not really favorable for, especially for him, because I was also going through divorce on my side.
Okay.
So we kind of just spoke about food, because obviously that's how we met. And Leena, because in his past, he used to do the Perfect Sishebo show on SBC1.
Yes, yes, yes.
And from that perspective, for Lena, he's a foodie. So we just came together and just started discussing for it. You know, let's cook together and let's just come up with something that can be like an African authentic cuisine, but also not just cooking, but being kingdom minded as well. For how are we going to impact lives through our cooking? You know, how are we going to help young people? Because I grew up in Alexandria, so, you know, they call it Gomorrah. That's a very, it's a place where I grew up, the survival of the fittest there. I know how to be a young person growing in a township without, you know, without resources. Without resources. So we came up with Chef Monati Restaurant and Grills. It's just unfortunate that it was during COVID when we opened the restaurant in Hardy's. So it was just a little bit difficult to get customers in. But, you know, we are here now and, you know, we are pushing. We are still pushing it. That's why we are with you today.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. So somebody will say, okay, you spoke about... Uncle Bongs being blind, clinically blind, you realize some months later that, hi man, no vision, there's an issue here. The first question one would ask, the first question one would ask is, how, so my lady, you went into a relationship with him later on, realizing that he's got issues with blindness. Mm. How? Yeah.
You know, for me, because basically I'm a child of God, you know, I love the Lord, and I always, you know, we always pray for Mudimu, you know, give me a man.
Mm.
You know, you've got your list of qualities that you want in a man.
Yeah.
And when you see that person, you know in your heart of hearts, well, this is the guy.
He's arrived. The one that yes.
You know, so really, his eyesight for me was not an issue.
Wow.
Because, you know, he's just a great guy overall. He's a loving guy. He loves my kids, and they are not even his. He's a great dad.
Wow.
You know, he's got a good heart, and he's so intelligent. You know, when you are with Bongs, he's always talking about ideas. I just have to keep a notebook because some ideas I forget them.
Yes.
So I know, Hori, you know, his blindness and being destitute at that time was not an issue because I could see beyond that. As children of God, anyway, the Bible says we live by faith and not by sight. I saw a great man that is very managed. I know these days it's so strange for a woman to go out with a man who's broke. But, you know, if you can only understand and see beyond the brokenness, for a guy, what's his vision? So we are really building together.
Hey.
We are rebuilding together. And for me, it's okay.
This woman is loaded. Hey, this woman is loaded. Now, I can hear Pietra asking a question. All right, you said he is blind. How is he cooking when he is blind? Uncle Bongs, what happened? How are you cooking when you're blind? Yeah.
You know, the most amazing thing is now when I'm in the kitchen, the Holy Spirit takes over. My hands know everything. I don't even gala. Like, you know, when people have like measurements, say you must put 2 teaspoons here, and they write down a recipe.
Yes.
I could never repeat a recipe. Matabelo is the one who knows how to repeat recipes.
Yeah.
I get in the kitchen and I mash up an amazing meal, and people would be like, wow, give me the recipe for this thing.
You know, he cooked the Portuguese chicken yesterday. You tasted it, right?
Yeah, with jalapeno. Yeah.
Yeah, with the jalapeno one. Yeah, he made it. So, yeah.
So, how has your sight restored, Uncle Bongs?
Well, you know, when we came to Hartis, actually, our story starts in Hartis. We were attending a church, and there were a couple of men there that I met. It was a group of men, like they meet every Tuesday or every middle week. And we talk about issues that we are facing. Either it could be a financial issue, or in my case, it was obviously a medical issue.
Mm.
And one of the men anonymously went to a radio station called Chakaranda FM. I'm sure you know Chakaranda. Anonymously behind my back, and he wrote a beautiful letter, a very touching letter, and they picked my letter. They have a situation there. They call on people that need help, and one of my letters was one of the ones picked that day.
Okay.
And it so happens that I'm just a radio guy, but he didn't pick my letter because I was a radio guy. They were just touched by my story. And so they called me and they said they would love to raise money for me. And fortunately, they raised 250,000 rand for me. And I took that money and I found an ophthalmologist who looked at my eye situation. I have a condition called uveitis. And uveitis is an underlying condition. It's a secondary condition to some other effect or some other medical condition that you're facing. So medical doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong. What it is that was causing my uveitis. And one ophthalmologist actually went to Europe, and there was a conference there, ophthalmological conference in Europe. And we presented my case there to ask other specialists what could be done to help my eyesight. Half of the house, he says there was over 1,000 people at that conference. Mm-hmm. He says almost 50% said they wouldn't touch my eyesight, mm-hmm. a scalpel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they said you could go ahead and give it a try, but they wouldn't do it because they felt that it was far too far gone for any mm-hmm. medical help.
Mm-hmm.
But by the grace of God, he's a very spiritual man. He came to me, we prayed together in the office, and he said, I'm going to give your eyesight a try. I'll try one eye at a time. With the kind of money that you have, we need more money. This money could not help me to get both eyesights better. So he found a way, and he fixed my one eyesight, and I regained about 20% back.
Wow.
So now I can see, yeah. The best I can see is enough to read a script on an iPad with extended fonts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's easier than I was before, but I still need another.
Wow.
But my story is a miraculous one.
Yeah. Look at God. Look at God. I mean, and then you cook. All right. We're taking a break. We're coming back. We're going to take these sounds to celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Dr. Dumi featuring Kulichana. He's the greatest.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to
Heart. And he's the girl.
Doers of the Word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
I'm too excited, and he's the greatest, cannot be defeated. He's got the final say. Today we're talking to Chef Monati, talking to Sis Thabi Mathapelo Nxumalo and her handsome husband, who is Uncle Bongs Nxumalo. He was blind, but now he sees, and he says, I don't follow recipes. I just follow the Lord. Holy Spirit, you should taste his food. And this is how I believe the Sunday afternoon chillers was born, Sis Mathapelo.
Yes, sis, that's how the after church chillers was born, because we love food, and we, after church every Sunday, we worried, man, for it. Where can we go and sit and find beautiful food and be able to eat without, you know, feeling a sense of guilt? There's a lot of chaos. We just want to feel like it's a holy day, you know. We need a kingdom environment. So we don't want to be going to other places that we feel guilty, you know. So we started after church chillers. We wanted to cater for kingdom-minded people like us, you know, to bring church, that sense of church atmosphere also, to our environment, where we'll be able to cater for them beautiful, delicious food, and then with gospel music. Uncle Bongs also has a talent for music, an entertainer who can sing. So, Lynn Nakamo, I can sing. So, You know, when we met, one thing that kept us together also was that we used to sing. We sing together, we sing for our guests. So we just thought, okay, after Chechilas is the one. So that's how it was born. So yesterday when you were there, you also saw we were singing together, we were cooking together. So that's what we do now.
Okay, yeah. This is so awesome. What other services do you run?
Please repeat that question.
What other services do you do?
All right, so I've always been an MC and besides singing, I wear many hats. besides singing, you know, we also put programs together.
Mm.
And the establishment that we are working from, Casa Grande Breads, also allows us to put events together. We've got a conference center there, and there's a chapel as well. People can have a wedding at our establishment. You know, it's a one-stop shop, basically. It's got two restaurants. The one restaurant, obviously, we are trying to launch the African cuisine, you know, authentic African cuisine. And we've also got your international regular cuisine on a regular basis. So that establishment there caters for everything that you want to do. A conference, we are there. We can even design your conference from start to finish, you know, because we will provide a sound system for you. We'll provide entertainers. We'll provide an MC for you. We'll cook for you. Everything you need, decor, design, alles, you know, from beginning to end.
All right. Yeah. So if I want to find out more about the Sunday afternoon, after church, but it is Sunday afternoon, church, Chilas. If I want to find out more about that, how do I do that?
You can go to our social media pages, Bongani NX page or Bongani Nxumalo, a.k.a. Uncle Bongs, or you can go to my Instagram page, Matapelo NX.
Okay.
Or you can actually go to our Casa Grande page on Instagram and Facebook.
Wow.
That's where all the information is.
And also not to forget to publish, to push the whole idea of, you know, cooking for people, you know. We've got social events that we do, you know, we cook for people. We provide food for the homeless, the hungry.
Wow.
We've got a food truck, actually, that collects food from checkers around Breads. We get that food and we give it to the homeless in our church environment.
Wow.
You know, Food for Life or Bread of Life. Our Bread of Life is our social organization that gives food to the homeless and the hungry.
All
so
right.
We feed more than 2,000 people in our vicinity here.
Wow, you feed more than 2,000 people in your... You said 200 or 2,000?
2,000 people. Some schools, we get schools on board, we collect food. You know, Checkers is in our area. It's about three Checkers, two in Brett and one in Hardy's. They give food to the church, which is church in the city. Church in the city collects all that food. And then we go and provide to Rishabile, Okasi, and we go to Rattenberg. So we are looking for more people that would love to organize and give food to us so we can feed these people in our area.
Wow.
You know, there are so many townships in our area. There's more than probably 200 townships here that we go to.
And
we provide the word of God, still feed them. Sometimes we just give them food. Sometimes we cook for them.
Sometimes you
teach them the word of God, you know.
Wow. John Lyndon du Plessis? Hello to you. Thank you. A blessed day to you too. Thank you for tuning in. Frank Jacobs as well. Thank you. Thank you. Limi G saying, good day, family. Very touching story. Amen. May God awesomely bless you. You are doing quite a lot for the Lord. And so you say the site where people can find out more about Chef Monati, Sunday after church at Chilas, where they can find out more about these cookabouts where you are giving to God's people and everything. They can go to your site. The site again, Ausma Tapelo?
Okay, it's Chef Monati page on Facebook and Bongani NX page. And they can also go to our church in the city page, because that's where we give away food to the homeless, and Matapelo NX page.
All right. May the Lord's hand be upon you. May he grow you as you continue to minister to his people. And yes, family, let's go and have a Sunday after church chillers and and enjoy. I wanted to ask you a question, but now I'm running out of time. But let me quickly ask. So what do you cook for Sunday after church chillers? Is it all traditional? Mushu, mukhodu? Hard body chicken, yeah. or it's anything, depends on the Sunday and the mood.
We are influenced by Mozambican cooking, Moroccan cooking, Indian cooking. So okay. We try to kind of put in like the holistic African cuisine. It doesn't just stay the seven colors of South Africa. Odu, mangina, oxtail with dumpling and chakalaka. Mm. We also do grill, you know, we'll do your T-bone steak with pap and gravy.
Okay.
And voyaging, you know, we're learning many cuisine. Travel a lot, my wife and I.
Yeah.
You know, we'll go to Morocco and find out how they spice their fish. And then we take that cuisine and we bring it back. So we are not limited to South Africa only. We also go to the island. You know, we find out how the Jamaicans do their oxtail and we copy that style and we bring it back. So our cooking... South Africa has got a very bland way of cooking things. So we would love to spice it up so it's got that international feel. Right?
Wow. Yeah. And I see Ellen van Vogt. Hello. And I see Togoza. It says Togoza. That's the name. We are happy to hear that gospel can be preached in many different ways. Charlotte Mujela also says, good afternoon, Radio Pulpit. May the couple keep on serving people. And may we people also go for the Sunday chillers and relax. Hey, chillax, man. Leave the pots on one Sunday and just go and enjoy. And I think you said it happens when? Is it once a month right now?
Yeah, for now we are going to be doing it once a month, every last Sunday of the month or the first Sunday of that month. Like it was on the 6th of October. That was the first Sunday of October. So we are pushing now for the first Sunday of November.
All right.
You know, so in December we would love Radio Pulpit is on board. It would be nice to do it on a weekly basis, you know, every Sunday. That's where we are pushing to. But for now, we are just doing it once every Sunday, every month. Yeah.
Wow, thank you so much for talking to us, Uncle Bongs, and your beautiful wife, Ausmatapelo Nxumalo. Thank you. May the Lord keep keeping you. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. I'm hoping that in December, some of us will be at the pool. You should also consider doing some poki course. You should also consider doing some quota, you know? But anyway,
what I mean.
Do remember, family, you can check them on their social media platforms, Chef Monati, Bongani NX, Matapelo NX, or go to the church in the city and check their whereabouts. But you'll hear some of these right here on Radio Pulpit. God bless you, family. Thank you so much. We are crossing over to the news bulletin, and afterwards we are continuing talking to men. Thank you, Uncle Bongs. Thank you, Ausmatapelo. God bless.
Ciao. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pitch Your Business is brought to you by IM Youth, Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit in partnership with TBN Africa and Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science and its Beehive Enterprise Development Center.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.